Gavel.
Hello and welcome to Battle of the Ranking Factors. Today we are going to be talking about Google My Business and all the joys that come along with Google My Business. As always, my co-host is Jess. Jess, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm super excited to yell about GMB. I've been waiting for this episode. You also forgot to mention, though, that our tiny co-host Blake, as always, is also with us, SEO in training.
Yes, she'll be making grunting noises and pacifier noises, as she does so well. All right, so let's talk about Google My Business. For those that don't know, Google My Business is a feature created by Google because they are our overlords. We have to acquiesce to their needs. So we have to create, it's basically a primary listing for your business on Google. So if someone searches your name directly, your Google My Business card should show up if you've done it correctly. And it'll basically give all potential users or internet facing people a quick rundown of your business, your hours, your phone call, your phone number, your business description. It should show some reviews, just basic info that any user would potentially need when it comes to your website. Quick note, Jess, would you like to talk about prioritization between Google My Business and your website?
So, okay, and I'm sure that we'll have a bunch of different opinions here. I kind of almost would say that GMB is like a hot take kind of category in itself for a lot of people in our industry. Your Google My Business listing is meant to be easy to read, accessible, and it's supposed to help point users to your website. So you shouldn't be spending 100 hours pouring into your GMB listing, trying to like continuously be doing all this work on it. Your website, is still going to be more important in terms of user experience, your rankings, information for users. Your GMB is just supposed to be a quick like overview. Like think of it as like the elevator pitch to your website, basically. And I think that that's something important to note because again, I feel like people get super caught up in like my GMB listing needs all of this information and all of this stuff in there and all this. And I don't think users really use it other than to kind of click into your website to get some reviews mostly. That's probably the biggest one. And maybe to get directions. I feel like most people don't utilize GMB much more than that. Your user, when a GMB listing comes up for any business that you're thinking of, whether it's to go find a coffee shop or to go to a store at a mall or to go to a gym, think about what you're looking for on that GMB listing. That's probably about all you need on yours.
Yep, very well said. I think one of the only thing I'll add to that is if you are a restaurant, you probably want to have your menu on your Google My Business card.
Oh, good point,
That's kind of really the only other thing that I can think of. So what we're going to do is kind of break down each section of the back end of Google My Business and then kind of go quickly over like how you should have your Google My Business card set up on the back end. We're not going to go over how to claim your Google My Business listing because Google actually has really good resources for that. It's one of the few things that Google tells you, like, this is how you do it. So go ahead and find those resources from Google and just follow that guide. Kind of a waste of time if we went over that. So let's start. If you're on the back end of Google My Business and you're on the home tab, basically there's not a lot that you can do here. It's a quick dashboard that has everything else in the navigation for you. It'll show some quick performance highlights. It'll show your latest posts, your images, your reviews. It'll have quick links to like create a post, add a photo, just some basic functionality type stuff for you. But you're probably not going to be spending a lot of time on the home tab when it comes to Google My Business. Now, let's go to Google My Business posts. I know these are another hot take type section. Google My Business posts are a great way for you to connect with users. And this the value that I always say they bring is that it's the one and only place that Google allows you to automatically put something in front of users on Google. you have control over what people are seeing when it comes to your Google My Business posts. A great way to utilize them is by doing coupons, sales events, things that are going to get people to your website. The other way that you can do them is I've seen a lot of success with like about us type information, or like these are our values, or we care about you type information. Those are good Google My Business posts. But the basic breakdown is that you can do product posts, offer posts, you can just do general update posts. Kind of up to you how you want to do it. You can set a date range for all of your posts so they come down after a certain time or they stay up forever. And then basically you can add a CTA, so like a learn more button, get offer button, and then a title or description depending on the type of post that you're doing. Now we have seen Google posts rank in the like news section of Google. So it's important to make sure that you're using valuable keywords in your Google posts. Anything else that you want to add for Google posts, Jess?
I just want to say too, like, Google posts should not replace any type of social posting you're doing. Correct. You should still post on Facebook. You should still post on Twitter or whatever, Instagram, whatever you use as a social outlet for your business. As Connor mentioned, it's a great way to get something directly in the SERPs, but we have seen that in most cases, engagement in social platforms for the same type of posts still will get more engagement than GMB will. So don't think that it's a replacement.
Good. Well said. All right. So let's go to the info section. Jess, I'll let you break down this one. It's going to be where a lot of your setup work is done.
Yes. So info, you should only have to hopefully set this up once. And if you do it correctly, you should not have to touch it ever again. That's so great about it. So if you're in the back end of the info tab, obviously it's super kind of straightforward. Your business name, that's going to be your top. You can also go ahead and add categories. For categories, tag whatever is most relevant to your business. Usually about 4 to 5 is kind of, I think, the range that most businesses kind of use. Obviously, depending on the business, you might not have that kind of that many categories to be tagging into. So again, don't add a bunch of categories if they're not relevant to your business. Just keep the ones that are most relevant to what you're offering. Obviously, your address, your business location. If you pop open that business location tab, it will also show the little map on the right-hand side. Double check to confirm that that looks accurate as well. Sometimes we have seen that Google skews that little drop pinpoint other places. So again, a good place to QC that real quickly. In terms of that too, we also have hours. Hours is probably the thing you might change the most because of holidays and things like that. You can also set that stuff up in advance so you don't have to go in all the time, but your hours are going to be super important. In terms of that, your phone number as well. Your phone and your hours should match what you have on your website. I'm going to say that again. Your phone number and your hours should match what you have on your website. Again, if you're displaying different things, it's not necessarily something that we've seen like a huge discrepancy in terms of ranking, but Google just prefers it, right? Like the way that it crawls. And also just for like general user information, making sure that it's as accurate as possible across everything that you're displaying to users, it should be the same. Additionally, then you should have your website, your URL, and you should be tagging it. You should have a UTM code attached to your website. Again, Google offers a ton of resources on how to do that, how to add that UTM code at the back end of your domain or your URL. This is especially important if you plan on ever going into Google Analytics to check how that performance is working. If it's not tagged, then it's not going to display information correctly. There's also the sections under there where you can add, you know, menu links. So if you're a restaurant, that's where you would drop that information. It's separate. Do not put your menu link as your website link. There's a separate little tab in there for you. You can add additional products, services. There's a bunch of different things that you can start to add in there. Again, do not add stuff if it's not relevant to your business. In terms of products, I haven't personally seen that it's made an impact in whether or not your listing is popping up more often or not. So again, don't feel the need. If there's something that maybe there's a specific product that you're super highlighting. So like if you own an outdoor shop and maybe like you really are into tents or something and you want to highlight that you have a super large tent selection in that product section, that'd be kind of a better way to utilize that versus like dropping in all 100 and something products that you own. I would recommend that if you are going to use that products tab, that you're just highlighting like a core couple products that you plan on serving up to your users. You can also add different types of attributes. So things like accessibility for users, whether that's wheelchair accessible for people. You can add different types of payments. So if you don't accept something like American Express, don't click that. Things like that. Again, do people really scroll all the way down to see that? I would say most people don't. But it's not a bad thing to have. Again, it's just a quick, accessible way for that information to be stored. The last big thing is kind of describing your business, right? There's a little, there is a little box, and you do have a limit on characters. So it's not meant to be like your entire About Us page copy and pasted onto your GMB listing. It's meant to be something short and sweet that really displays your business. I would say I try to make that as personal as possible to the business, right? Whether you have a certain, you know, phrase or if there's something specific, sometimes too, if you want to add in like business information. So if you're a mom and pop restaurant that's been in the area for 55 years, like that's something to highlight kind of in that section within those couple sentences as well. But that's kind of a place to make like kind of a personal little paragraph about your business, and you can kind of have more fun with that. You can still use keywords, still mention your location, things like that. Again, just to kind of clue Google in. Outside of that, there's like an add photos kind of tab there too, but we'll probably talk about photos more in depth as we kind of scroll down in the back end. There's a lot of stuff you can put in this info tab. Again, you don't need to spend, I think, hours poring over it. The first time you set it up, you probably will spend a little bit of time. But after that, it should just kind of, you should just only be checking in to make sure that if you need to change hours or something like that, that that should really be the only time that you're really kind of playing in there anymore. Yeah, I think that's all I kind of have. There's a lot of information in there that. I don't, that's probably the bulkiest of all of those tabs though, by far. But again, that's showing so much information to users right at the top end of that GMB listing. So it's important to have that filled out. Do you have anything to add, Connor?
The only thing that I'll add, and this I think goes for literally everything when it comes to SEO, is don't spam. Like don't, especially when it comes to those categories or service areas or the like attributes, that kind of stuff. Don't put literally everything. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna help. Don't do it. But again, that goes for all of SEO forever. All right. So next on the tab is actually insights, but I'm going to skip that. Because if we were doing this on video, you would have seen Jess's face. It was the biggest grimace I think I've ever seen. I think that most of the SEO community kind of knows how bad the insights tab is when it comes to Google My Business. If you need data for your Google My Business card, have an organic UTM code so that you can see that within Google Analytics and use that data. Don't try not to use the insights tab on Google My Business. But if you have to, just play around, you'll find the info you need. Let's talk about reviews. So in the back end of Google My Business, the reviews field basically has three breakdowns. It shows all of your reviews. It shows the ones that you've replied to or the ones that you haven't replied to. Best practice is to reply to every single review. Do it. A couple things to keep in mind is that reviews that users write can help your rankings. Google looks for keywords within those reviews, can index them. It does help boost your Google My Business rankings as long as they're using appropriate keywords. So try to like nudge your users into using keywords that are relevant. Your responses don't necessarily directly help your rankings, but it does show your increased activity on your Google My Business card and can help your local rankings a little bit. That's directly from Google. I don't know how much. They'll never tell us directly. So just keep that in mind. It's best practice to reply to every review, especially the negative ones, but try to reply to all reviews. Anything on reviews that I did not talk about, Jess?
Nope.
Cool. Calls, I think we probably skip that.
Messages probably too. We don't really need to cover.
No, try not to use those. Use your own phone number and messaging system.
I'm gonna say, yeah, I feel like most businesses have some kind of third party or some other way that they track calls and messages. So I wouldn't rely on GMB data for that.
Nope. I think that can be said for a whole lot of things. All right, let's talk about photos like we talked about. So one of the most important things when it comes to your photos for Google My Business is that you're regularly adding relevant photos. Again, that goes back to the increased activity. It shows that you are an active business on your Google My Business card. It's Google claims that that helps your rankings, helps you show up more often. So just do it. I don't think it's difficult. Anytime you or someone on your staff takes a picture, just upload it to your Google My Business card. The other thing that you want to do is set a nice cover photo that is either the business, the physical location, or your logo. You can also set a logo photo, so you can do both of those things. And then I think the last thing when it comes to photos to really pay attention to is removing or flagging any of them that are inappropriate or not relevant.
Yep. I'm gonna say, well, and two, I think about like, I really do recommend having, again, as Connor mentioned, you can do your logo, but I would recommend having the outside of your business as your cover photo for GMB, because users want to be able to see when they're clicking in for directions where it looks like you're located without having to like click through 15 or 20 photos to find what the exterior of your business is. Additionally, while posting photos regularly is important, it does show engagement. Don't spam photos if they're not actually photos that you want to represent your business. I've had customers or clients who have spammed photos of like garbage cans in their, you know, business lot where it's just not very great photos. It's not really showing anything about the business. It looks like they just took a photo of the garbage can with some background images in it. And so again, just like be conscientious of, again, just, you know, if it's not going to be useful to users and show kind of what your business really is, you don't need to spam photos either.
Yeah, well said. You already touched on products. That's the next section in the navigation. I think best practice would be to list your, like, put your general, like, I sell this, this, and this type of info. Don't get super detailed. Don't put every SKU. Don't put every, like, level of each product. The point here is to kind of entice users and try to get them onto your site because they see the general products that you're selling. One thing that I want to point out is website. So there's this thing on the back end of Google My Business. It's under the website tab. If you have a website, whatever platform that you have, but you have an existing website, never, I'll repeat, never click the website tab, because what that does is it'll create this like weird Google hosted website that like syncs up with your Google My Business card. If you can't afford a website or like you don't know how to build one, use this option. But only if you don't have a website. If you do have a website, quite literally never click that section. And then finally is the user section. This is just general, like who's allowed to do what. So if you need to share access with other people in your company, this is how you would do that. You can give them different levels of access. So you could give them primary owner, owner, or manager. Generally speaking, if you like don't really trust that person, give a manager. That way they don't have like, you know, the ownership access that you would. Any final thoughts or feelings when it comes to Google My Business that we haven't touched on?
I have a lot of feelings about Google My Business, but I won't get into
thoughts that are helpful, Jess, that are helpful.
I think, what was I going to say? I think, again, something, I don't know if we'll necessarily do an episode on this, but whatever your GMB listing is should also be what's reflected in other directories too, right? So again, Google wants that consistency across your website, across your GMB, and your GMB listing is going to be seen a lot more than what you might have in Yelp if you're a restaurant or anything like that. But if you do have your business listed other places, just confirm that that information is also matching your website and what is on your GMB listing. Again, I don't think it really, I've never seen a huge impact in terms of rankings or anything like that, but it doesn't hurt to help. Or doesn't, yeah. No, doesn't help. I don't know. I think I said that wrong.
Yeah,
but that's
no,
fine.
It's fine.
You it's get fine. It. It's early. Yeah. But outside of that too, I've had a lot of, I feel like GMB is still kind of going through phases with Google of figuring itself out. It's like in a discovery phase. And sometimes where I've noticed some weird types of ranking things within listings that happen. And I've had clients come up to me like freaking out about that. We need to like overhaul the entire GMB listing and like do all this crazy kind of optimization type stuff. And if all of your information is correct and you have your organic code so you can track it, you don't need to do all that, I don't think. I think that in some cases, the way that GMB serves stuff up, especially in terms of Google My Business listings, yep, a lot of it has to do based on the way that you search your location. There's a lot of different variations that go into that. So, you know, if you ever had any questions about how your GMB is listing, feel free to email us, tag us on Twitter, things like that. But I think that that's a common thought is that because a lot of times with websites, when we see decreases in impressions, traffic, things like that, we're like, oh, we need to optimize this page. We need to create mm-hmm. this new page. We need to target this keyword. GMB doesn't work the same way. Nope. And so there's no need to go in and like overhaul your entire listing if you're not getting that kind of spot within the map pack that you want for that. Yeah. I think that's all I really had to add.
Yeah, the other thing I'll say about Google My Business is that it's, I have conflicting feelings because it's like a thing that you have to do that feels like social media and not SEO in, you know, in the fairest way possible. It's obviously super valuable to, like, you have to do Google My Business management if you own a business. The only thing to keep it, like we've said a few times, once you have your info, it's kind of like set in stone. Obviously, hours can change. Other things can change that you need to do regular maintenance on. The only thing to keep in mind is that users, literally anyone, can suggest an edit to Google My Business cards. So I think it's probably best practice to just set a reminder, depending on if you have a team, if it's just you doing marketing, that kind of thing. Set a reminder for yourself, maybe once every other week, once a month, to just review that information that you have in the info section, just real quick. Make sure nothing's changed. Usually you'll get a notification if someone suggests an edit, but you'll want to make sure that you're just checking that just to make sure Google didn't like do a thing and really mess up your Google My Business card. So yeah, I think that's kind of the basics for when it comes to Google My Business. Don't make it your number one priority when it comes to SEO. Your website's more important. Yeah, your Google My Business card is probably the first thing people are going to see. But as long as it's set up correctly, like from the jump, and it's easy to use and there's not too much info, people are going to go to your website. Prioritize your website because that's how you get new users to your site. But I think that's it. So as always, follow us on the socials. We're kind of everywhere. I might be at Digital Summits talking. If you're there, come say hi. Otherwise, we will talk next time.